Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wolfpack Podcast. This is Jordan coming from you live from Plasman Hall, and we are with...
Matthew.
The other Jordan.
And your girl, Bianca.
Young thug, Bianca.
Young thug.
You know it.
Alrighty, so it's a Sunday night. Back to depression tomorrow. Gets to wake up and go to the old class. But tonight, I have to ask how your day is going. You really thought I was going to mess up? You really thought I was going to mess up, didn't you? No.
So far, I think everybody who started it has messed up in terms of just jumping the topic.
I mean, I'm doing great. I did some yoga today. It was very spiritual.
Oh, yeah?
Not
well. What kind of yoga did you do?
You know, just some stretching. I did some sun salutation, some balance. Yeah. It was great.
That's how you get the positivity in your life.
Yes.
Felt that.
Yes.
RIP headphone users. I don't know if you guys can tell, we have a new mic. So this mic is better than the last one we've used, and I'm sure you can hear the quality difference in that.
Quality
and marketing. We're also using a new software, so hopefully things will be coming together. Speaking about that, my day was pretty good. I did nothing.
Hell yeah.
that's how you know.
Honestly, in college, that's how you know it was a good day. You're like, I don't think you understand. I did nothing.
Procrastinating at his best, people.
Procrastinating.
So.
I had a solid day. Went to church, you know. You gotta praise Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Hallelujah. then I had work, but before work I went on a little run, which was good to clear the mind.
Y'all did way more than me. I just went out to lunch. That's my only claim to fame for today.
Claim to fame.
That's what I'm saying.
He ate lunch, guys.
I successfully ate food. But no, it's because I got to go somewhere besides the dining hall.
Oh, yeah. That is the claim to fame, actually. My
honestly,
bad.
Anytime you're going somewhere other than the dining hall.
Would you get a chicken wrap or like a
sandwich? I got a chicken club.
Oh.
It was aight. I'll probably get wings next time.
There you go. You gotta spice it up sometimes, you feel me?
Spicy.
Yeah. Alrighty. So now that we've got our baseline introductions, we're just gonna hop right into the topic, I guess. So today's topic is ghosts and spirits. So since we're going into the spooky season, what even is the date? October 11th, so we're already one-third of the way through October.
Big rip.
Yeah, honestly, freaking, what is the time going? It's going so slow.
2020 is almost over.
Whoa.
2020 round two coming in hot.
Stop.
2020 part two. Like, they're like, we gotta try this again.
No.
We gotta try this
again. No, I don't want a 2020 part two. I want a brand new year, no relation.
Can you imagine if all the countries in the world just, like, agreed that we're just like, we're gonna pretend that didn't happen.
We just don't write it into the history books.
We just erase all of our memories. They're like,
honestly, 2020's been... might be the best year yet for me.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I think you're the only one.
That's a
shocker. Yeah, pretty much.
My 2020 has been garbage.
You want to explain why 2020 has been so amazing?
I just think I've like found a new mindset on things, like finding the positives out of everything. And I feel like that's more most important thing, is you could find positives no matter what the situation.
That is very true, man.
Way to grow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like 2021 is just bound to be good because it's been such a, like, shitty year this year that, like, anything that's even slightly better is going to be an upgrade.
Yeah.
Didn't they say, like, I thought 2019, like, people were complaining about 2019, too. So is it just, like, one of those things that everybody complains about every
year?
People
just love to complain.
I guess so.
I don't know. 2020 literally hasn't shit. We've had, like, some natural disaster, some bullshit happen. Every month.
Remember, like, when the biggest problem was, like, in January when we were, like, talking about, like, possibly going into war?
Oh, yeah, World War III.
Like, the World War III memes were, like, prevalent.
I feel like every month there was something new.
Wow. The AC just kicked on. Hopefully that doesn't come through on the audio, but...
probably does.
Yeah, it's okay. They're just trying to
cool
us down.
Microphone's that good.
If anything, Mike's probably gonna just... we can just edit that out.
I will do my best. No promises.
Oh, no. Let's get that, like, free-flowing wind in the background.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I could agree with Matt in a way. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it seems like there's been a lot of events that are kind of negative, but in terms of personal successes, there have been some pretty awesome things happening. But
that's sort of like my 2019 was like way better, just because in terms of like coming into college, I felt like I had way more like personal successes. And then after that, I was just like, well, first semester was great, second semester was garbage, third semester is even wackier, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
All right, but kind of like digressing back into the topic. So, ghosts and spirits. Just to start off, like, what do you guys believe? Like, is it a yes or is it a no?
Yes.
Yes.
Matt, honestly, I was expecting you to say no.
I want to believe yes, but I believe no. Okay. I want to believe, but I just don't.
You don't believe in, like, spirits and ghosts?
No.
Really?
Could you elaborate? I'm kind of curious about
it.
I'll elaborate.
I just feel like there's an inside or like a desire for people to want to believe in it. And so if there's some weird thing that happens, the explanation goes, oh, it's a spirit or
it's a ghost. I get what you're saying though. That's why a lot of people, not like critics, will like kind of argue about it. They're like, it's like you're almost manifesting it because that's what you want to believe. Like a normal person might just see like a can falling off a table being like, oh, it must be like draft in here or something. But then like a part of us almost wants to be like, you're already like panicking, running out of the room. Like, it was most likely just the wind blowing. But I don't know. I think there's like, without a doubt, I think it's greatly exaggerated in some videos and in like modern media, like movies and stuff.
Right.
But there's something. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
I
think there's lots of like, I believe in like energies of spirits a lot. Like, you
for
can
sure.
feel.
That's like my huge deal.
Yeah.
Like the energies of it.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like I've had my own experiences, which I'm sure we'll get into later. But, I mean, it's interesting to see other people and like not have the same viewpoint about this, because it's just like, there's way too many coincidences that's happened when nobody else is around.
It's
just,
so
like,
true, though. And just like, it's the coincidental side of it. And then like, just like, it's almost like as if society doesn't want you to like think too much into it, though. Because you would think that there's just so much evidence. Like, you've seen, like, you can tell which videos are clearly fake and stuff.
Right.
Like, I will say, any video that probably has a low resolution quality, and nowadays, like, why in the world? Like, why in the world would that be real? Because nobody's ever gonna have a camera that literally looks like it's from freaking, like, 2001. Like, trying to record something, and, like, the entire time, all you hear is... like just like breathing and like just the worst camera quality, and then like you happen to see like one like patch of mist or something just like float by
right.
on the camera. It's like what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Like nowadays, that's another thing. Like, do you hear about these people like genuinely like recording things happening? I don't know. I think TikTok actually like did a lot with it. Like TikTok has like that other side to it of just like people posting all like their like scary content. Like, oh geez, I just saw it. So of course you guys know Chills, right?
Yeah.
Number 15. Yeah, but like he posts, like he finds some really good videos because like he knows that people are so freaking fed up with like the fake BS. So he really goes out and is like trying actively to find like videos that are quality. And he can, like, actually critique it and be like, I really don't know what the hell is happening in this video. Like, it has to be something more.
Right.
But it's just, like, when you see videos like that, you almost wonder, like, where are all the other videos? Like, wouldn't you think that, like, everybody would, like, if you saw something creepy like that happening, would, like, just pull out their phone? But then I put myself in their shoes, and then I'm like, why in the world would, like, my first thought if, like, I was getting really scared would be like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna whip out my phone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trying to record.
It's like, I feel like there's so many videos and so much content out there that that's not even what I use to let influence my belief in ghosts and spirits. It's kind of just based on how I was raised, like my parents and what they believe in, and mm-hmm. kind of just own experiences with I guess, general beliefs in life, and, like, what happens when people die and things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's definitely cool to have that whole area of the internet where people are obsessed with getting scared or obsessed with proving that things are real or obsessed with proving that things are not real. Like, it's cool that that exists, but I don't know. I used to be more into it when I was younger, I think, but now it's just kind of like,
I wish I could be, like, people that actually, like, they just have no fear. I'm on, like, what are the two BuzzFeed guys that did, like, a bunch of, like, the Horror Story Case Files? What's the one dude's
Shane
name?
Shane and Ryan?
Yes. Freaking, is it Ryan that's the one that's just like, what's up, demons? It's your boy. Like, he's just, like, such a level of, not believing that he's just not afraid. But at the same time, I'm, like, I don't understand how he's not a believer after some of the stuff they did.
Right.
Like, what's the one video? They go to, like, the demon house. That literally, they say, like, is 100%, like, the energy is so bad and so aggressive there that, like, it's got the poltergeist stuff, like, things are flying off the shelves, like, on video, they're, like, literally telling the thing to turn on and off the flashlight, and it's doing it, and it's, like, the clearest video you've ever seen, and I think BuzzFeed's a fairly reliable source. The only thing that, like, you could kind of, like, comment about it would be like, oh, that's a mainstream media,
right?
Like, they're just trying to get some views. But
yeah,
then you have like some of their other videos, which like they do a full case study and just like then nothing of like real significance happens, like just a coincidence happens. But like then you have a video like that, which is just full of it, like,
right.
It's just full of just raw video of showing like things that just shouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting to think about.
Like, if that doesn't make a believer out of even, like, the biggest critic, I don't know what does. And honestly, at the end of the day, I think he just has this role to play. Because, like, even in the video, you could tell he's kind of, like, shocked, but he's laughing at the same time. So I almost wonder if that's, like, his defense mechanism.
Right.
Because, like, I feel like everybody reacts kind of differently. There's the people that straight up freeze up. Like, they just don't move. We were actually just talking about this. We'll kind of get to that with my one ghost story example that we'll go into. But you said, like, you would just freeze up. You would just, like, would just ignore it and say, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Me, like, I kind of go into, like, a flight response of just, like, either, like, I don't really know. What would you consider? Would that be a fight response or a flight response? Because if it was flight, I almost think I would just book it out of the room.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But instead, I got, like, kind of, like, scared, but then I was like, you got this! And, like, I freaking whipped up. It'll make a lot more sense when I can explain the story later. But, like, so there's, like, fight, flight, stay.
Freeze.
Or humor. Like, and, like, humor. That's, like, all I can really think of. Like, people just play it off as, like, this is really funny. Like,
right.
No, it's not. Like, this is kind of terrifying, but I'm just going to laugh.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like denial in some ways. It's just like, this isn't happening. Ha ha ha.
Honestly.
Like, can you think of any others? Like, any other response to it?
No, I think you're either going to get up and be like, yo, fight me, or like, you're going to leave the room, or like, stay still.
Or you're going to be that rare person that their, like, adrenaline response is, take out your camera and record.
Everybody from
Jim. Gotta get content.
Gotta get that content. Honestly, I imagine that'd be, like, a really interesting piece of, like, footage that you put out on Instagram, YouTube. Like, you would just, like, you'd become famous. Just,
hey, guys.
I'll send it to Chills, bro.
Number one.
No, that's my one critique of his videos. His number ones are always, like, really not that good, because like he doesn't rank them, because he doesn't rank them by like scariness. Like, he always will save like this one, like number one to be the last one, and then it'll just be like super weak as compared to like number seven, which made me piss myself, and like then I like turn off the video.
Yeah, it'll be like number 12 and number seven that are the only ones that are freaky,
that
and
are,
then
like,
the rest
terrifying.
Of them,
like, some of them are like creepy, like most of them are creepy, and then like you'll just get to number one, you're like, and, like, you'll have the same freaking thing. Like, oh, a little mist, like, went by. Or, like, it's, like, one of those shadow videos of, like, the shadow just, like, walks past the wall. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I waited to number one to see this.
Yeah.
Had to listen to your whole, like, spread kindness rant. I'm already subscribed, bud. I'm already subscribed.
Like, subscribe to see more. Yeah. It's like, bro, this is...
I mean, I did watch his music video because I had to spread the kindness, so...
Man, there you go.
Music is interesting, but...
Yeah, but...
He's putting out some good content, so I give him credit. I'm on. All right. It's time to get to the experiences. This is what we all were waiting for. Has anybody had any on-campus experiences?
On campus?
I don't know. I mean, we have a haunted floor in one of our buildings on campus. I know we probably have a lot of listeners from Bonaventure, but for those that don't live here, Fifth Dev is spooky.
Honestly, the only thing that's haunting in freaking Fifth Dev is like all the spirits of the dead pigeons.
Yeah, I was just going to say the dead birds.
All the dead birds form spirit.
It's Jordan. Jordan's the spookiest thing.
Honestly, yeah, I'll be RA for Fifth Dev. Bro, that would be like the worst. Can you imagine? It's like there's just like a mattress in the middle of like that, like that big ass room just smells like crap. Like you're laying there in the middle of the night and like the ceiling just falls apart and all the insulation just falls on you.
Oh my god. Like,
Stop. Hundreds of years worth of just like shit just falls on you.
Your residents are the birds and the bats and the, like, other bugs crawling around up there. It is so nasty. I don't even know how they feel about all that. But I do have one on-campus experience.
Ooh.
It's really stupid, honestly. But, like...
It's the best experience. But it's really stupid, though. So, like,
like it's weak sauce compared to my other ones. So, here I was, me and my girlfriend, in my room. Where we just got done watching
last year, right? Last year, right?
Yeah, last semester. So we're in my room watching. Yeah. that almost got called out. They're like COVID regulations.
You good? I'm good. Continue.
Okay.
So last semester. Uh-huh.
But last semester, so we just me and my girlfriend. I don't want to say her name. She knows their privacy. But anyways, we've just got done watching some chills videos, ironically enough. Me and my roommate had debated for a while that, is my room haunted? Like, is it not? We didn't really know. We always joked about it. That was, like, one of those humor responses. So we're just in my room, and all of a sudden, like, my LED lights just turn off. They just turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like... You know, it'd be really funny. And I was like, and she goes, what? And I just look at back into the room and like, I'm just like, if there's a ghost in here, turn back on the lights. We wait. I'm like, see, the lights turn on. The LED lights turn back on.
Bro.
Honestly, though, I'm pretty sure my lights were just broken and it was a common glitch. But there was also just like a lot of random things that would turn on and off. The door would open and close, but I think that's just air pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, where you get, like, into, the, like, the skeptical, logical thinking of it. And it's just, like, it was most likely nothing. I think there was only, like, one thing that I could just not explain. And it was, like, something that just, like, fell for no apparent reason. No windows open, no fans on. Like, that room was a furnace, so I know it was in the winter because, like... There's nothing to do in the room. Like, you didn't want the window open.
Right.
So we were just, like, trying to get the room actually warm. But just, like, I think one of my roommates, like, figures fell off. And I was just, like, I was doing homework at the time. And I just heard, like, the boom. Just, like, it hits, like, the ground. Hits the desk. Goes, like, hits the ground. I'm, like, I just turned around. I'm, like, took off one of my headphones. I'm, like, what the hell was that?
Damn. Yeah, it's definitely tough to know. Because... I do remember the doors in that building were, like, super, like, just open literally any moment and close any moment.
It's super weird.
But, I don't know. I don't really have any on-campus experiences just besides touring Fifth Dev and hearing spooky stories, but I've never experienced anything.
I don't know what I did that night, like, when we all were offered that tour to Fifth Dev. I didn't go.
I think you said no. You were just like, nah.
I feel like I did something else. I feel like I hung out with, like, one of you guys. I could be wrong.
It's possible. I think I'm pretty sure we hung out after all of us.
Yeah, we did. Good times. Whatever happened to the fish in front of De La Roche?
They were eaten by the ghost.
Yeah.
They were here before. They were here before we left for like summer vacation.
Spirits took them.
Honestly, I think they either died or they had to get taken out, and possibly both. They got taken out because they died.
You know that shrimp we have for dinner tonight?
Oh, shit. shrimp flatbread. That's some. That's not a shrimp.
It's
that's
in me corn. Right now.
That's corn.
I ate some. Uh oh. I ate the fishes from De La Roche.
Honestly, I think a bird might have just come along and snagged them too.
All 10 of them.
R.I.P.
I don't know, big man. Big rip. Do you think birds care? Like, they had come in a giant flock, just massacre them. Not to mention we left them in the middle of the winter.
That's true.
What if the water just froze over and just murdered all of them? Or do they just get cryogenically frozen like Captain America? Just or, you inject them with the superhero serum. They just come out and they got like arms and legs and they just start
the
slapping
secret
people.
Sauce.
Or
the
Walt secret Disney, sauce. Who's cryo-frozen under the
it's
castle.
Only, it's only his head, though.
Only his head? I thought it was his whole body.
No, everybody's always jokes that, like, it's his head. That's like, they just have his head frozen underneath Disney. Very not true, by the way. Like, no idea where that story came from. But, like...
I don't know, man.
There's just so much evidence going against it. Because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the whole deal was that, like, cryogenic freezing was so, like, early, like, in development. Like, even, like, the thought of it. That, like, there was just no way that... Because people, like, I think the person that made that story just kind of saw, like, oh, cryogenic freezing was getting developed at, like, this time. Walt Disney died at that time. He was cryogenically frozen. Like, that's...
Yeah.
They're like, it's just science. No, it's not science.
Yeah. I feel like there's just so much Disney lore that people just come up with so many stories at this point to just for that
attention. I think Disney is 100% haunted.
Oh, yeah.
And, whoa. Like, that kind of gets into the energy of things because I think you're not going to have anything, like, malicious when you have that much happy energy in that place 24/7. Like, it's just, you're never going to experience that.
It's the happiest place on Earth.
It is the happiest place on Earth.
Disney's my favorite place in the whole world.
Insane, yeah.
And I'm not trying to call out any ride, but Haunted Mansion, I don't know what you have out for me, but every time I go on the Haunted Mansion, it stops. Every time.
Does it break down?
Same.
Every time I go in the Haunted Mansion, it stops, and I'm in the darkest hallway of the ride, and I'm just like... And it's like, ladies and gentlemen, the ride has stopped. It's malfunctioning. Please wait. And sometimes it stops for like 2 seconds, and then sometimes it stops for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, when you have like the brown... The funny thing is like when you have the brownouts in the summer, because it just gets so hot that the electricity just dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the AC kicking on. I got it.
Wow, it's the spirits.
It's the spirits. But like, I've had it kick out during like a storm, and like just been stuck in like the headless chick's room and just staring at her for like 10 minutes of her just like staring at me with like her eyes bobbing back and forth. I think they turn off her audio so that she doesn't like talk 24/7.
Right.
Oh no! But like it's happened to me twice. It's been in that room. And then, like, getting stuck in the scariest freaking room is when, like, the bride's room, where she, like, murders all the dudes. I was, like, right in front of that chick. And I was like, oh, my God. She just kept staring at me with the, like, and the axe kept materializing. She's, like, stroking it and looking at me. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Now, every time I go on that ride, I make my sibling and my mom sit on opposite sides of me. So I'm in the middle. I will never be on, like, the outside of that thing ever because something's going to snag me out.
Well, you've heard
and
the,
I will never be
stories,
seen again.
Right? Like, of people coming to spread their, like, dead.
Oh, yeah. Places. I've heard that before.
They do that on that ride. Pirates of the Caribbean, they do it.
Yeah, spread
ashes. They try to do it on a bunch of rides. But they literally, if someone does that, they have cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And security guards constantly monitoring. The moment that it happens, the ride closes. That person gets kicked out of the park, fined. They go in, shut down the ride for the day, clean out the water, clean out there, and then just toss your dead grandpa into the trash. Like,
holy
so,
shit.
Happiest place on earth, my ass.
Well, I get it. But, like, guys, that's freaking unsanitary. Like, I'm sure if you, like, had enough money to throw around, they should have, like, some kind of, like, Disney... like, graveyard. Now, like, that'd be something. What if you had, like, a shit ton of money and, like, you could spend money to get, like, a gravestone in the Haunted Mansion graveyard?
Which says, like, your name on it.
Seriously considering that.
She's just gonna break in at, like, 2 a.m.
Like,
don't
I wasn't planning on getting cremated, but, like, I would get cremated for that reason, just so I could go there, because that'd be awesome.
I'd be like, use my money for this one reason.
Just rides the rides.
And then whatever money I have left, whatever.
I don't know about you. I'm just going to be insanely successful. It's going to be pocket change.
It's going to be pocket change.
I'm going to get that gold-plated casket.
Yeah.
I'm on.
But,
Oh, no, but, like, then Pirates of the Caribbean, their whole deal is that, like, some of the displays use real human bones.
What?
I thought that was another...
It's like, not. Myth. Like, that's actually 100% confirmed. Like, Disney has said it themselves. But,
whose
like, it's
bones
a,
do they use?
Good for them, honestly.
They use them, like...
That is
I'm
weird.
Pretty sure they just use, like...
That is
cadaver
weird.
Stuff that, like, gets donated after the people do all their stuff. Like, it's been there for a while. They... That's... Like, those bones are old. At that point, they've already
or
been, like...
are they?
They already have, like, that plastic shield. Yo, who are they? Yeah.
No, okay. Guys, I love Disney so much. No shade. Seriously, favorite thing.
But yeah, though some of those skeletons look a little bit real, yeah, it's probably because they are. I know at the Florida one, I think it is, that they have like...
Probably.
The real ones. The real deal ones.
That's a bigger park.
Because I think the California one was a little bit more like low budget at the time.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure like the Imagineers were like, let's, like, spice up Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to throw some real shit in there. What is the one? I think, if I remember, I believe the one that uses real human skeleton, it's, like, the crossbones when you're first going into the tunnel at the beginning of the ride. And then they also have, I think the one, like, of the crashed ship, like, during the ride's intro when there's a guy, like, at the steering wheel still steering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that one's real.
Damn.
I think what they did, though, is, like, so for some of it, they weren't able to get, like, the full skeleton or maintain it. So, like, they replaced it with, like, plastic parts, mm-hmm. but, like, make it interchangeable. Like, I guess they get the main idea. Most of the people aren't looking at, like, your third rib cage, they're probably going to be looking, or your rib, or you're going to be, like, looking at this, like, the skull.
Right.
That's, like, what sticks out to you.
Yeah.
Or that the skeleton's freaking driving the ship in, like, the total dark.
Right.
That's an amazing ride, though. That's one of my favorites.
Very fun. Disney rant there.
Yeah.
Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Disney, if you're listening, we mean no harm to you. Please hire us.
No, but Walt... Like, they say Walt still haunts the park. Like, have you ever seen the video of him walking through the park?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to pull it up on YouTube right now so we can kind of react to it live. But, like, in the video, for the people that aren't with us right now, obviously, it's, like, so Walt's, like, walking through the main area on kind of, like, Main Street over near the garden side, kind of
mm-hmm.
right in front of his statue, I would say. Okay, here it is. I just don't want to hear this guy talking. That's the only thing.
So just mute your audio.
Yeah, all I really care about is the video.
That's true.
Alright, let's see.
Live reaction. Alrighty.
Live reaction. Okay.
Is this it?
No, this is not it.
Who's that guy? What's happening in this video? Who is that?
I think they're showing multiple different videos, actually. Tower of Terror's one. This is the one I'm talking about, though.
Okay.
All right, take a look.
Oh, okay. We have cameras.
It's actually coming out of the Haunted Mansion. Look. Security guard must have been losing his mind. So just to describe, like, a very visible kind of, like, figure, but, like, not, like, kind of transparent. Like, it's kind of, like, walking, just trucking along.
Oh!
Oh, my God. That is...
Like, it's indisputable. And not to mention that an actual security guard leaked this footage is just amazing. You see him walk the entire way. Haunted Mansion. Looks
is he
like,
running?
And this is... No, he's just walking.
Oh
and they and the lore behind it, they think it's Walt because, like, not only is this at the California location where he actually lived in the apartment above the fire department, I believe, at Main Street,
mm-hmm.
But apparently, when the park would close, he would take a walk just like this right through the park. But it's crazy. It's really crazy how good the footage is.
That is like...
Not to mention that it's like from an actual guard.
If you like spooky stuff and you like Disney, highly recommend looking up that
footage.
Yeah,
just Google Walt Disney Ghost.
That blew my mind.
First hit.
Yeah, it'll be down the link description area.
Nice.
Just go click it. I'll timestamp it too, so...
Ooh.
Alrighty, but going off of that, let's get into some of our real world experiences. Jordan, I want you to go first because your story was fantastic, and honestly, I was like 100% shivered afterwards.
Shivered.
I was shivered.
My little boy story, is that
yes,
what you're talking about?
That's some creepy stuff, bro.
Alright, so back when I was like 5 or 6, right? My mom and I and my dad, we went to like a playground, and I don't know, like, we discussed this already, but you know, like those yellow and red like Tonka trucks that you like sit in and then you like use your feet to like skedaddle with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in that, and it was like a plain road, like a sidewalk, but it was like really smooth. There was like no bumps, no hills, no nothing. And my mom's just sitting there with the camera, and she was like, "Hey, come here," and then you just see like the fucking cart just start rolling by itself, like my feet aren't even on the ground, and then I was just like, push me, but there was nobody around. It was just me in this little ass cart sitting down, and the cart just starts moving. Craziest shit ever. And it's even caught on video too. I gotta find it.
Yeah,
but
that sounds like some god tier level spook stuff.
Yeah, like it's not even on those like newer edition things. It's like on an actual like VHS, like hardcore.
I want to see that video so bad. Like,
I gotta find it, man. I don't even know.
It would be a journey, because I know it's gonna, the way things work, you'll have that memory and then you'll never encounter it. You'll just like, it just has forever been removed, as if like someone just came and stole it in the middle of the night.
And so
it's a controversy.
Yeah. And like later on, when I was like 7 or 8 now, just sitting in my apartment, just watching Looney Tunes. I think it was like Saturday morning, and I was watching like Roadrunner, greatest morning show. And like, you just see like this boy just like walking through the hallway, like his shadow, not even him, just like his shadow casted on the wall. And it was like a sunny Saturday morning. And you just see him like, I'm gonna guess it's his two parents, cause it was like a guy and a girl and another like little kid, which I'm guessing is his like sister. And they were just walking through, and like I would say hi to them, they would just stop, and then they would like just disappear into thin air. It was the craziest thing ever.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't know whatever happened to them. And I used to leave my door open when I was little, and you would just see the door open and then just close.
That,
like when I was getting ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My parents were not happy.
The spookiest part of that story is that you slept with your door open as a kid, because I cannot sleep with my door open.
Oh, mine was always open as a kid.
Yeah, mine was wide open.
All of you?
I only started closing my door, like, when I...
Bro, in the darkness, you're not scared of some freaking
thing coming into the doorway
staring at you?
Oh, no, I was always scared, but then if I ever got scared, I just turned away from the door. Leave my back open for attack.
That makes it scarier.
You just face the wall.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like me and this kid were friends. Like, I know he wouldn't harm me in any way. Like, I know he wasn't bad. I didn't get that bad juju. Like,
it's like wholesome.
Yeah, I think he just needed a friend.
Wholesome spirit vibes.
Yeah.
We love
honestly,
that.
Honestly, I wonder if like you almost like helped put him to rest by like being friendly with him.
Maybe, cause he was in my life for a little bit, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
My kind of ideology about it is that if there's a spirit here, there's probably like some unaccomplished purpose or goal in their life that just they refuse to pass on, and that they linger in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think in his case, as a kid, what did he want most in his life? He just wanted like friendship and to like live out his childhood just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I think you might have helped him do that. So there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know the backstory. Like, I tried to like dig deeper like when I was older, but I could not find anything about this kid or his family or, like, anything that happened in my building.
Wow.
It'd be really cool if, like, you could actually go to the police station and just, like, check reports.
Yeah. That would be something. I have to go to, like, the library, because they look like from the older, like, generation. It was definitely weird. But, yeah.
That'd be so interesting to actually follow up with that story. If you could actually, like, nail down who it is, too.
That would be something.
That would be something.
But maybe it would be something to look into. Like, I'll probably, like, check records and...
You have, like... I don't know, this is going to probably be one of those random questions that, like, I have no idea if you're going to know this. Like, what were they wearing? because like that's one of those markers of like, I'm horrible at identifying like what generation you're from by your clothing, because like people love doing that like for TikToks and Instagram videos and all sorts of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, would you be able to profile though?
It was definitely older. I want to say like, it's like 50s or 60s, maybe 40s or 30s. Like it was really old clothing.
Like, I almost wonder if, like, he just died or if, like, there was something kind of more behind it. Like, I'm not, like, insinuating he was, like, murdered or something.
No, yeah, I don't know. I've my dad's seen it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said that there used to be, like, a grave site where the building was built. But
I don't feel like native burial ground.
I know. I feel like that was the whole big thing when we were kids. Like every building was built on an ancient burial ground.
I don't feel like that part's real.
They always say that. I swear to God, they always say that.
New York City has way too many spots you could put
anywhere.
Why would you put it on a grave site?
Everywhere would be a burial ground. If like how long have we been like there? As like how long have the Native Americans been there? Yeah. Like, someone's bound to have died in, like, even this general vicinity.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%.
Like,
ghosts, like, where you at?
Ghosts, where you at? No, they're overwhelmed by the resounding Catholic energy of this university. They can't handle it. It's too powerful.
I like your cut, G.
That's what the ghost friars say to the... the ghost friars just, like, slap them. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's just weird because... You know, I've never encountered somebody who like, who's like Matthew, who's like, I don't really believe in this. So, I don't know. Just having that different outlook.
Well, my dad hates it. He doesn't. He like refuses to believe in it. But I think he's one of those people that just like won't believe in it because he doesn't want it to be real.
Right. It's yeah. Like, there's definitely those people out there that are just so stubborn that they won't even venture into the topic because
the
fucking
boomers, bro. The boomers.
They don't want that.
See, for me, I don't really believe in it because I've only had one experience where it kind of could have been it, but just like logic is like talking me out of it being real.
No, go for it. I want to hear your story too.
Okay, so this was actually during COVID. I was chilling in my room.
Here or at home?
At home.
Okay.
And so my light was on, and then it flickered and then went off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned back on, and like my printer turned on.
Like your house.
So I was like, what? So I don't know if it was like a short circuit or something. Or...
I wonder if like what.
So I was like, eh.
What?
I was actually scared in the moment.
So you do live in Texas though, so like you might have like a brownout. Is that possible? Do you get a lot of those down there just from the heat?
I don't know what that is.
Brownout. It's kind of like, it's like not your typical power outage. It's usually like when like your house kind of has like a surge because of like
the air outside. Oh yeah. I think that happens.
But yeah, that's kind of like, it is creepy at the time though. It's almost like sometimes you have to evaluate yourself and like understand the energy you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you like feel like threatened too, like that's always like a telltale sign that there might be something there.
Right.
Did it print something? Like,
No. If it did, I would.
That would be real spooky.
Prints out a ghost booty pic. Matt would be like, nice.
He's like, the ghost nice. Like Sapnupuas. If you know, you know.
Matt just like puts his junk on the freaking printer and like scans it.
Waits for the printer to scan it for him.
Freaking printer turns off and then on again. Prints out like a Word document. Says, oh yes.
I can't.
Tell me more.
No, that's freaking funny. Oh my.
I don't know. I can't say that I've had many like super spooky ghost experiences or anything, but I've definitely been more involved with like the more spiritual side of things. Like my mom is super big into like psychics and things like that.
I love that.
Apparently we had these two ghosts living in my house for like a long time. Mm-hmm. I never had any experiences with them, but apparently my younger sibling, Emmett, and my mom had some experiences with the ghosts. I think their names were Frank and something else.
Frank and Roger.
I don't know.
Roger.
But, and if I got that wrong, Emmett, if you're listening, sorry.
Emmett's going to hit you up. I'm like, no, this ain't right.
I definitely do believe that ghosts can communicate in ways, and that like psychics and shit are real. And I don't know. I'm not to say that every single psychic you meet
that's
is going to be
honest. That's
what I'm
saying, because I feel like there's a lot of people that like are just not in it for that.
Right.
And you got to kind of go in there and like skeptical.
Right.
You have like mediums that were like they like tell you things. You're just like, how would you know that?
Right.
Like, even like, cause like there's the strategy like you have for like the hypnotist that came into campus one time. Mm-hmm. His things were done purely off of, like, just reading you. Like, he just looks at your... Like, those guys are just masters of reading your body language and making generalizations that you most likely will relate with.
Right.
Did you have someone in your family that has died? Most likely. Like, that's just statistics.
Right.
And then they always have, like, the backup plan, too, of, like, what they were saying. They're like, I must be reading it from, like, something else.
Yeah.
Or you might be, like... then they, like, hit you with, like... The not yet.
Right.
Like there's like just like those little things where they just they know how to play the system.
But then there are those people that will just like out of nowhere just pull up the exact names with no hesitation. They'll pull up the exact experiences.
Ever watched Long Island Medium?
I've not.
She is super good. Like she like
I've heard about it.
Everybody thinks that it's fake because she's so mainstream and it's possible that she's faking it, but I don't know. Like, I have a good feeling about it. Like, I think that she's legit, and I think it's, honestly, that's the part of me that does want to believe, kind of like what Matt was saying.
Right.
But, there are some powerful episodes on there, like, and she's just, like, helping these people give them the closure that they need.
Right.
And I think in the process, it almost helps, like, the person that she's probably, like, being communicated through.
Right.
Why do you say it like that? Why are you staring at me? That's what they say, though. The mediums, like, that's why they're called a medium, because they're just a medium. Like, the spirit kind of, like, speaks through them. It's almost like they're, like, a translator. That's the way I've always heard of it, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's just, that's amazing stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely the stuff, kind of stuff that I grew up with, though. I can't say that I've had any super spooky stories, but I think I'll lead it on to Jordan there with some of his
the spooky stories. The spooky stories are endless. My life is a spooky story. And I'm the ghost. And the air conditioning kicks on again. Kind of getting into that. Which one should I do first? Oh, that's one. I got it. Thank you. That's all I had to think about.
You're welcome.
You know, like, I got to access that part of your brain. Like, I had to think. It was under the file, car ride. I clicked on the file, and then it pulled up the memory.
There you go.
So, my most, like, renowned or, like, weird story that just has no logical explanation was kind of... It was directly after the death of one of my uncles. Kind of going off of the energy topic that we were talking about, like, he definitely died with, like, the not happy energy.
Right.
The kind that he's gonna go rampage and just kind of express his not happiness to everybody else that he can in our family.
Mm-hmm.
I actually forgot to tell you that part of the story. I think I'm on
yeah,
the same.
I think you kind of just led right into it. You didn't, like, bring up the
backstory.
Anger.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into, like, too deep to, like, how he died,
right.
But it definitely was not, like, he had issues, like, with his liver, and then just the hospital system kind of, like, when you kind of cause it yourself, they don't give you any chance. They're going to put you at the bottom of the list for getting a new one.
Right.
Unless you have the money to back it up, and he was just an average dude like any of us. Like, he's not going to be able to throw down big bucks to just buy one.
Right.
Like, body parts freaking cost a lot of money.
Black market, am I right?
In the most morbid way. So he passed, and it was really unfortunate, like, really sad. And so that night, though, I go to bed. It's about 10 o'clock, I want to say. And, like, I'm getting in bed. I have an early morning because it's high school, and I hated waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But I'm laying there. And all of a sudden, I just hear this tapping on my closet door. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And it's just, like, a constant tapping. It just started, and it didn't stop. Just... That's actually, like, this table is resounding exactly what it sounded like.
Jordan's having PTSD.
I'm twitching a little bit. But no, honestly, now I just think it's cool. At the time, I was terrified, though. And maybe that's, like, my sign, like, of just, like, knowing that there was something there, and I was kind of, like, getting that sixth sense that there was, like, a presence. But, like, it just was tapping. And I was, like, thinking to myself, there's nothing in my closet. What in the world could be tapping against my closet? And I was like, a hanger? Why would the hanger be rocking back and forth and just start all of a sudden? I'm like, I almost wonder if it was a hanger. And, like, that would have been more terrifying if I saw the hanger, like, still swinging when I opened up the door. Mm-mm-mm-mm. But I'm on. Man, but anyways, nope. I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, oh, boy. like kind of having a little debate with myself. And I knew I was going to be able to fall asleep. So I engaged the fight response. I whipped out of bed, like, in a second, quickly turned on the light, so because whenever the lights are on, nothing bad can happen, proven yes. fact. Everybody knows it, watch the horror movies, nothing bad ever happens when the lights are on. So I turn on the light, and I just whip open my closet doors. Like, I do, like, a deep breath, and just whip open the doors, and, like, expecting to see something horrible, and yeah. Nothing. It's my closet. There's just my clothes, just my shoes. I'm like, I just, like, do a deep sigh. I'm like, ooh, that was freaking terrifying. Like, go to the bathroom to try and, like, just, like, get my mind onto something else. And then, get out, go to bed. Nothing happens. I wake up the next morning, and I tell my mom and dad about it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was so scary right now. I was like, you want to hear a scary story? Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, yeah, sure. I tell them this, and my mom's like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Did you hear what happened to your dad last night? And I was like, no. So apparently at the same time, I asked my dad, I was like, what time were you up? And he was like, yeah, I was probably up till 11, but about like 10:20, this happened. And I'm like, what the heck? So he tells me he's watching TV downstairs. And just like, we have a mantle above our fireplace and the TV is located probably like 10 feet to the right of that. And he's just sitting there on the couch watching TV, and all of a sudden, like, we have one of those little bead birds that you can kind of get at, like, a craft show. And the bird just comes flying off the mantle. Like, we have tile in front of, like, the fireplace. It hits the rug. Like, it's on the rug. And my dad was just, like, sitting there with my dog at the time, and my dog is spooked. Like the dog's, her name's Maggie, and she sat up and was like, what the hell was that? That almost made my dad more scared because, like, he's a non-believer. Mm-hmm. And, like, when my dog was, like, sat up and was, like, acting funky, he was not, like, feeling it, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed now.
Right, I feel like that's a whole other topic, too, that, like, dogs and cats...
Dogs and cats have a freaking...
Have, like, a sixth sense to, like, see ghosts and spirits and feel those energies more than people can.
I almost wonder as adults, like, we almost, like, shut off that side of us, because it feels like when I was younger, I definitely did have, like, a greater grasp of, like, your environment, not to mention here, like, all the stories of, like, kids being, like, playing, like, with their dead grandparents and being like, oh, yeah, grandpa's over there.
Right.
And, like, just saying, like, stuff like that. And they're like, grandpa's not over there. And, like, you think that, like, the kid's just babbling. And then you see the ones where, like, the kids get really aggressive about it. They're like, he's right there. Like,
right.
Are you stupid right now? Like, they're kind of, like, talking to their parents, like, what the hell's wrong with you guys?
Right.
And it's just, like, that's some scary stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a parent, what are you supposed to say? You're wrong. No.
Yeah.
That's some creepy stuff.
Yeah, I think there was a report that came out that saying, like, children and, like, cats and dogs and animals can see spirits mm-hmm. better than, like, adults.
Yeah, it's not even that you do it on purpose. You're just kind of trained as you get older to turn off the imaginative side of your brain, and you're kind of forced to grow up and go into reality. Like, okay, I have to get a job. I have to get married. I have to... build
have
a family,
kids, yeah.
Get money,
I think in
be
some way,
financially
I think
stable.
Yeah, I think in some ways a lot of us just, like, it's almost like human nature that we close off that side.
Yeah.
Like, in order to develop further, we have to, like, discourage that side of ourselves. We have to be like, no, Yeah. Like, and then your body like almost forcefully shuts it off and is like, nope, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Right.
No more ghosts for you. No more. It's always because like when you're kids also, I think the thing is like when you're kids, like you tend to live in the moment a lot more. Mm-hmm. Like you're, especially like even with our childhood, like when did, I didn't get my iPhone until 6th, 7th grade. And like that's late. Compared to like some of the other kids in my class, like other kids in my class had like iPhones in the 5th grade. Yeah, nowadays kids get iPhones in like 2nd.
Yeah.
I've seen children playing like with iPhones. They have like an iPad already.
Yeah, like babies will be playing on their parents' iPad while they're walking the stroller through the Galleria Mall. I'm exactly. Like, Karen, what are you doing?
Karen, what are you doing with your child? Meanwhile, like I was. My parents were like, all right, go play outside.
Yeah.
Like, I go swing on the swing set outside. I'm like, this is great.
Exactly.
It's just a different feel.
Yeah.
And I almost think that kids nowadays are going to get, like, cut off from that spiritual side unless they're raised differently.
Yeah.
But, yeah, crazy stuff.
Honestly,
I feel like I personally, when I open myself up to it, I feel like I will I experience that kind of stuff a lot more. But I feel like a part of me almost like I close myself off from that because I'm like, nah, like I really don't wanna. Cause like, it's not like you can get one or the other. It's not like you can get all the cool stuff to happen to you. If you open yourself up to that, you're gonna get the bad shit too. Like you're gonna get
right.
Like the stuff that's gonna freak you out.
Right.
You can't have like one without the other.
Very true.
I don't know. That might just be me, though.
Yeah. But, I don't know, Jordan, what else?
Like, I don't know. All my other, like, that's my, honestly, my, like, scariest story that I can really tell. I, like, there's always other sorts of, like, little things. But, like, nothing of, like, grave importance, I guess.
Yeah.
But kind of, like, going off of this, kind of bringing it back to the, like, thing we were talking about earlier, like, why isn't it talked about more? Like, this kind of, like, topic only comes up during Halloween. Like, yeah. I mean, like, unless you're having, like, one of those conversations where I tell you a memory that I have, like, and that could be any month of the year. Like, that's the only time it comes up, though. Most people still just be, like, the first question when you, like, are trying to start a conversation with one, someone is, like, you got any good ghost stories? Like... No, it's almost like you just don't talk about it. It's like, why?
Yeah,
that's like some interesting stuff.
I definitely feel like it's not as mainstream of a topic as you would think it would be, because obviously there's so many people that seem to experience these things, and there's a whole other community of people who are psychics, and there's a whole other community of people who are ghost hunters and this and that and the other thing. But
yeah.
Ghost hunters, like, are cool, man. I would love to
There's shows about this kind of stuff. There's like the reality shows. There's the crews of people who go out at midnight, and then, like you said, there's the Long Island psychic, mm-hmm. there's Hollywood psychic, there's like all these people and all these communities of people that talk about it, and yet in general society it's not really something that comes up. People are so more focused on like politics and the next biggest social media craze and mm-hmm. celebrities. It's never this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's true. It's just like, there's some amazing things happening out there, and I think a lot of people just like will shrug it off. They'll be like, I really, because like you do get the looks. Like I've had friends that are just like, shut off, like you're literally making up stories.
No. Right,
like, okay, tell that to the freaking ghost in my closet. He's still there. It's just like people are afraid to talk about it because you're going to sound like you're weird. Like,
yeah.
It's just, that's the way it is. You're going to sound like you're weird.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those taboo things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're around the wrong people, it's usually based on how you were raised. Like, if your parents don't believe
oh
in ghosts,
Lord.
Usually
don't talk
you don't
about
believe
it
in
to,
ghosts.
Like, yeah. grandparents. Yeah. Oh, my God. My grandpa would probably just be like, Jordan, we're taking you to the mental office. Because, like, I swear to God, that generation, like, it just doesn't exist for them. They just don't believe it. Unless they've had a direct experience. Like, especially, you'll hear, like, a lot of, like, elderly women, like, or elderly men, when they lose their spouse after, like, a long time of marriage, that's the only time that they accept it. Because,
right.
like, they have some kind of experience after that. They're like, oh my gosh, like, that's whack. Like, she's still here. That's kind of how it is with my Nana, actually, because when my grandpa passed, like, there was, like, a lot of, like, weird coincidence happening in her house. She doesn't really talk about it much because of the same reason. She doesn't want my dad and my uncle and my aunts to think she's going senile. So she's probably just like, oh, Gary's still here. Like, and I honestly, I would, if she told me, I would believe her 100%. Because knowing that stubborn old guy, like, he would not just, like, go away quietly.
Right.
He would be like, all right, I'm going to chill for a bit. Take a chill. Nap. He's going to take a nap.
Unfinished business, take a nap. Takes. Like, unfinished business to sleep.
Honestly.
Objective, yeah. Sleep.
Objective, sleep.
But yeah, I definitely think it depends on the vibe you give out too. Like, if you're not open to it, it's not going to happen to you. I think it's something you need to, like, clear your mind to and just be like, all right, let's see where this goes. But if you're like, I don't believe in it, I want nothing to do with it, nothing's gonna happen.
Right, and I feel like some of those people are even like, well, it hasn't happened to me, so then it can't happen. But you have that mindset, so it's not gonna happen to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So
that's where I swear that, like, if we're gonna talk about, like, we keep coming back to the topic of, like, the energies, but, like, I think for a fact that they have to feed off of it. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever it is, like, it has to just feed off of, like, your awareness of it. It, like, doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, it feeds off your fear. Like, no, it doesn't. Like, the fear is because, like, you're becoming more aware of it. You become more and more aware of it, and it's like, oh, you're really starting to notice me. And then next thing you know, boom, like, straight up physical thing, like, right there. It's all about, like, the energy transfer, because, like, if you're gonna go, like, then you have, like, the physics guys that are, like, into it, and they're like, there is no loss of energy, like, exactly. It's still there, like, and, like, you have, like, the physics believers that will literally write an entire paper about the energy is probably still there. Yeah. And then when you get into that scientific side, you're like, oh my gosh, there's, like, still so much that we don't know about this, and you really think that people would, like, look into it more. Honestly, I think, like, higher, like, government levels, like, probably already have it figured out, but they don't want to scare the general public. Just like how aliens also exist.
They do though.
Like,
wait, Matthew, you believe in aliens, but you don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
I think I honestly.
They're physical beings.
Huh?
They're physical beings.
What?
No.
They're actual organisms.
I understand though, because my dad is the exact same way. Like, doesn't think that doesn't, like, really believe in, like, the whole spirit, ghost, mumbo jumbo. But he's like, if the universe is actually infinite, there has to be something.
Well, yeah, definitely.
That's definitely a topic we're gonna have to talk, like, do another time. Yeah. But because, like, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, my uncle, before he, like, passed away, he was a alien hunter.
Was he really? That sounds so cool.
That's cool as shit.
Like, does he have, like, an aunt that, like, really knows, or do you have an aunt?
My grandmother, she and him were really close. And he has a plane in Puerto Rico that he used to go and then, like, hunt down, like, UFOs and sightings and stuff.
Bro!
Yeah.
I want to, like, we should go interview your grandma. That would be such a good story.
Yeah, definitely.
Journalism brains are coming
definitely.
Out.
Definitely.
Big time journalism brains.
Definitely something I can put together.
We should just Zoom your grandma. That'd be so fun. Oh my gosh. That'd be something that we could put in the newspaper.
Yeah, but not to call anyone out, if you don't believe in aliens, you are selfish, and you think that humans are the only important being in the universe.
I don't know.
So.
And we just lost 10 subscribers.
I don't know about that.
It's a big-ass universe. It's infinite. You really think we're the only beings?
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, though. I don't think it's infinite. Like, sure, like, you can say it's infinite. I think it's massive, but... They, like, the whole theory.
The whole theory
behind it is that we're, like, there's a bunch of galaxies around us, and that we're all orbiting around one massive black hole that's still creating as it goes. So, like, it's a, like, that's some next level stuff. That's the kind of stuff that makes, like,
you
my
said
head
that,
hurt.
And I'm really scared.
And, like, do you ever just lay in bed and you're just like, I exist. And it's just like,
yeah.
And you're just like. Like, I literally get, like, tense in my chest. I get anxious. Like, it's weird. And you're just like, nope, don't think about that.
Yeah. One night I just started sobbing because I realized that there's probably a bunch of, like, tiny little organisms that I was just, like, crushing laying on my bed. I started sobbing because I thought I was, like, killing, like, millions of organisms without even knowing.
Want me to give you...
You know what, Matthew? I don't need that.
I was really
happy. Want me to ruin your day?
Oh.
What about the ones that are living on your face when you go to bed? The face mites. Have you ever heard of them?
We're not going to get into this conversation right now. That's a topic for another.
I really hope that sigh went through on the camera.
Oh, yeah, it did. There's spikes.
There was a spike in the... Oh, yes.
But yeah, I think you definitely need to be more open about this. And I mean, Gen Z was going to raid Area 51, so...
That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We did not get that far.
Well, they didn't even try.
Because they would have been shot. Did you not see the jets that were flying?
One dude tried, and, like, he didn't get shot. I will give him credit. He didn't die. But, like, oh boy, I'm pretty sure they sent the dogs after him, and that kid was Naruto running, like, for his life.
They had helicopters, like, surrounding the base. They had jets flying. They had fucking...
If you're ever going to break into Area 51, don't. You're, like, you have no chance. You're better off joining the military, like, working your way through the roots, and maybe you'll be, like, high enough up on the list that you get clearance that you can go to Area 51. And I'm pretty sure Area 51 is only for, like... Like, that's the thing, though. I don't even think Area 51 has any, like, aliens there. I'm pretty sure it's 100% just, like, a military plane, like, testing facility where they're trying out new technology... That, like, some kid's going to come run in there and think, like, oh, my God, they got UFOs. No, they have experimental technology that they're planning on using, but they don't want anybody to know about.
Right.
Like, the only thing that, like, people come for it was, like, the whole Roswell, incident. And, like, it just happened to be, like, the closest military base that responded.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like along with aliens and ghosts, like... Also comes, like, time traveling, and...
That's where it doesn't make sense anymore.
What do you mean? Time traveling? You don't think time traveling is
real?
I don't think it's real?
I don't think it's possible.
No.
Really?
It's not real.
Stephen Hawking. Have you ever heard of, like, Stephen Hawking?
Let's give Jordan a chance to elaborate. I don't want to hear his point.
I feel like it's interesting, but, like, time traveling, like, right now, like, technically we're already dead, right? And if you think a lot about that, there's already been generations that are already... on here, and you're gonna tell me that with the technology we have today, like, there's no such thing as time traveling or, like, going back? I feel like time traveling is already invented. I feel like time traveling is already a thing.
That'd be whack, man. If, like, gladly prove me wrong. Gladly.
Wish I could, but...
Yeah, DM us, comment, send emails. I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts on this, too, because I haven't really thought about time travel, so anybody listening, like, let us know what you think, too.
Have you ever heard of, like, what Stephen Hawking did as an experiment, though?
Mm-mm.
He sent, like, he had a party for time travelers, but then he sent out the invitation the next day. Nobody showed up to his party, and that's, like, that was his conclusion. Time travel must not exist. Honestly, though, like, think about it, though. You know that, like, somebody, just despite Stephen Hawking, would go back in time and be like, I'm here, bitch. And he'd be like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, I'm typing this keyboard.
I feel like over the summer, my sister made me watch a documentary on Amazon called The Man from 3036. And it's kind of interesting, just, like, seeing how he claimed he was from the future and, like, how he got, like, sent back to try and help out. And talk about, like, the wars and stuff. But he was sent to, like, the wrong time period or something like that. Super interesting. Mm-hmm. Worth a watch. Even if you don't believe in it, I feel like it's still...
Honestly, that's the thing, though. Like, if there is a time traveler, like, literally, you could just, like, you don't even have to try and hide it. You could just be like, I'm a time traveler. Like, okay, buddy. Okay. Like, nobody's gonna believe you. Like, there's gonna be, like, that one, like, cracked out dude on, like, the street. He's like, I believe you. He's like, shut up. But that's what whacks me out, though, because, you know, like, I honestly think Avengers Endgame actually did the best job talking about time travel, because that, like, it confused me at first, but it makes sense, because Back to the Future, like, that kind of time travel just doesn't make sense. Like, the moment...
Cars and stuff? Yeah.
Because hypothetically... If, hypothetically, Ben Shapiro, if you were to go back in time, the moment Like, if you're operating under back future logic, the moment that you even go back in time, you're already changing future, like, according to, like, the butterfly effect. Like, oh, you accidentally ran over a butterfly? That butterfly went and pollinated a flower, which made someone's allergies go off, which made him, like, slam his head on the sink and kill himself. Like, something random like that.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of, like, something that would, like, cause a significant change for the buildup.
Right.
And, like, under, like, that kind of thinking, it just, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Endgame was, like, the only kind of thing of, like, you traveling to, like, you're almost creating something new when you do it.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody, their moms, has, like, a different opinion about this. But I'm really excited that we spoke about this and see where each other's opinion lies. And
yeah, I feel like there's so many different directions.
Yeah.
Who's got the topic next week?
Bianca.
Oh, what are you going to choose? Or is it going to be a surprise?
I'll go with surprise, even though surprise really means I have not thought about the topic at all.
It's a surprise. We're like, yeah.
It's a surprise.
So it's a surprise.
Alrighty. Well, what time are we at?
We are at 1 hour and 5 minutes.
That is a perfect time.
Damn.
So I figure we can probably cut it off there. Okay. But I hope you guys enjoyed the topic today. Sorry about the air conditioning. I hope that's not going to be too, affecting of the audio quality, but looking forward to doing more topics with you guys in the future. Please like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify. Is that what it is?
I think you can, favorite playlist.
Favorite playlist us on Spotify.
We are your favorite people in
the
world.
And Jordan, you have the list of all the things we're on right now.
Yeah, we are... Give me a second here.
Well, I know we're on Instagram, so if you'd like to follow us on Instagram too, we are Wolfpack Podcast 23. Just look for our typical logo that you're seeing when whatever medium you're watching. Most of our followers, I'm pretty sure, already follow our Instagram. That's kind of like how we put out most of our announcements.
Yeah.
But definitely looking to try and get more followers. Spread the word. If you're enjoying our podcast, please just, put it out there. Talk to your friends about it.
Yeah.
We love the attention, of course. We just trying to do our best, put out something fun for you guys. Mm-hmm. And always comment. We love to, if you wanted to slide in the DMs or if you wanted to comment on the video, any requests, any thoughts, concerns.
Yeah, we would love all the
to hear
engagement.
It.
Please let us know that you're listening and enjoying. It's really fun to know that we're making some sort of impact.
But heck yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, you got the list?
I got the list.
You got the list.
We are on Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify thus far. We're still waiting to hear back from Apple Podcast and Castbox.
All right.
There's your feed there. And like Jordan and Bianca said, hit us up on the gram. Somebody will get back to you. Everybody here has access. Myself, Bianca, Jordan, and Matt. So, no matter what it is, what you want to talk about, I'm sure somebody here can relate or has experienced something close to what you're relating. If you want to talk, today is also, I believe, National Coming Out Day.
Heck yeah.
And you're not alone in anything. So, mm-hmm. It's really important to know that. And there's people there for you. So, with that being said, I think this is our closing. So, we'll see you guys next time.
See you next week.
See you later.
Bye.